And right toward the end of October, October 26th, George Bush signs the Patriot Act into law. In between there, you have the beginning of the bombing of Afghanistan, and you have the obvious intention that comes forward that the US is going to also attack Iraq. And the anthrax attacks are used both for external purposes and internal. Externally, they are used to support the invasion of Afghanistan because they say Al-Qaeda did it. That was the earliest and strongest theory. Same people who did 9/11 did anthrax. Therefore, we're going after them in Afghanistan. And then the next theory came in right after that, which was that although Al-Qaeda, wrote the letters and sent them, they got the anthrax from guess who? Iraq. So Iraq is the perpetrator. Now, I put these two together and I call it the double perpetrator in the book. So, what that means simply is that you have a state sponsor of the anthrax attacks, which is Iraq, and you have the foot soldiers, the people who actually do the work on the ground, and that's Al-Qaeda. Now, when you think about this double perpetrator, which was a hypothesis very strongly pushed in mid-October, right up to the period when the Patriot Act went through, started to fall apart. Started to fall apart after that, but for a crucial period. This was a magnificent example of how you implicate the two countries you want to attack and how you get the Patriot Act through Congress, because the anthrax attacks were crucial to that.